still has tumas nevela. Does not take off the tumas nevela. If you eat it, it's metamiyu. Omer Rabbi Meir, Meir sounds like this. Ma im nivlas behema, she metama b'maga b'masa. Madach by regular behema, when it dies, if you just touch it, or you carry it, it's metamiyu. Still the locher is shchitosoi. Mr. Harris says trefosa. Mitumosom, if you have a behema that's found to be a trefa, if you make a shchita on it, the shchita helps to take off the tumas nevelom. If so, nevelas oif, when you have a dead oif, she'eno metama b'maga b'masom. If you just touch or carry a dead oif, it's not metamiyu. It's only metamiyu if you eat from it, but not if you just touch it or carry it. If so, you see it's more kal, is eino din, isn't it a svara to say, shetei shchitosa meteres, et trefosa metumosai. Like, isn't it a svara that we have to make a shchita on a knife? Like, first learning out that a oif chulim, the other din is to make a shchita, so if you make a shchita on a knife chulim, even though it's a trefa, isn't it a svara to say that the shchita should take off the tumas nevela? If so, ma motzinu b'shchitosai, shi machsharta, v'yachila. Just like a shchitas of a oif chulin. The shchit is what's machshrit to be able to eat it. Still, umataharis, as trefosim mitumaso, if the oif is a trefa, still the shchit helps to take off the tumas tevela off this oif. If so, af malikosa, the same svar should be upon the malika by net kochim. That shri machshat of yachila, the malika is what's being matter. Zoif, an oil achat is oif. What's matter the kahanim? Teeth from this oif, from the chat is oif, a malikom, saf malikosai. That is the maisa. She machshat of yachilo, says into the svar like a mamitsinu, titai res refosim into mosai. She may a mamitsinu, just like by a shchitas oif chulin, the shchita takes off the tumma, who are then the malika? On an oif kochim, if it's a treifa, the malika should take off the tumas novela. On this Rabbi Yossi says no, that daya tinivlas beima. This oif has to be like the novela of a beima. That shchitosim mitarosoi avuloim likosoi. That only a shchit is mitar the beima, so then only a shchita would be mitar the oif. But since there's no way to make a malika on a beima, who are then a malika on a knife, even by Malika Sayyid Kochim, that Chorab Yudis Svar to say, it's still Metama for Vesabliya. Here there's no Limud, it still has the Tumas Nevela. Now for the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, is it true that Rabbi Meir Ledorish Dayoi? He does not hold from the Svar of Dayoi. When you want to make a Kavul Chayma, you can't learn out more from what it says from the first place. Is that true? For the Gemara, Vodayo Diraisu, that's a Svar in Diraisa. Tatanya will learn like this. Midin kavu chayma, as the svar of the limud of the kavu chayma ketzad. How would we use it? The pasuk says, "Vayem Hashem al Moshe, v'yaviya yorav b'fanel." If the father, she spit in front of the father, she should have to wait 7 days. If so, the chur kavu chayma l'shchina ba'asa yom. It's the kavu chayma. Now she did a chet against the shchina. For sure, she should have to wait 14 days. So how come Hashem did not make them wait 14 days by Miriam? How come they only had to wait 7 days? Eladai Elovim Min Adin Lias Kenodin. Now since the Kavu Chayma is from Yorak Bifnei Avia, and by Yorak Bifnei Avia it's only 7 days, that's a slur of Dayoi. You have a Kavu Chayma to say here for sure, but how much over here? Not more than it says over there. So what's the question, Rabbi Meir? If you're learning out the Kavu Chayma from Behema, why don't they say Dayoi? Just like by Behema, it's only a shchita that's matay midei nevela, not a malika. So by oif kochim also, the malika should not be matay midei nevela. Om Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Meir, kro askach ukedorish. Rabbi Meir, takadash in zaposik. That even though you're right, but a kal b'chayim, I cannot learn out that the malika should be matay midei nevela. I have this far of dayoi, but Rabbi Meir learned it out from a posik. The posik says, El Mei Kroshka Kukadorish. The pasuk says, Zois Teres Abheima, V'yoif. This is the lochis of the Abheima and the knife. So, V'chi B'yeze Teroh, Shov Sabheima L'yoif. In which are lochis, are Abheima Daima to a knife? V'yoif to Abheima, and Abheima to a knife to Abheima. So, it must be Vehema mitama b'magav amasa. Like we see the different halachas. Vehema, when it's a nevela, it's mitama just by touching it or by carrying it. Oif, if you have a dead oif, ain't a mitama b'magav amasa. It's not mitama if you just touch it. But oif, mitama b'godim aveis abliya. There's a special halacha. If you don't touch the oif, someone just puts it down your mouth and you swallow it, that you become tamei when you swallow from the oif tamei, from the oif which is a nevela. The heima mashenkin, you have the meat of an animal, a nevela of an animal, ainam atamah begodim abeis abliya. If you do not touch it, you just swallow it, it's not matamayu. If so, what does the pasuk mean? Zois teras abeim of yoif. Ela, rather, the pasuk means like this. Ela leimloch comes to teach you, ela leimloch, ma beheima, just like by beheima, dove shemach shiro liachila, mitar trefosu mitumosoi, just like by beheima. The thing that's machshirit bachila, it's shchita. The shchita helps, even on a trefa, to mitayim midei tumas tevelom. So af oif, the same thing by knife also. That dover shemachshir bachila, anything that you need to cause the heter achila of the oif, that same thing is mitayim trefosoid mitumosoi. So since by oif kochim, what's machshirit biachila, you have a chatis oif. What's mashrit achilus malikom? Therefore, the pasuk is teaching us that it's malika and achat esoif is also mitayir midei nevela, even though the oif is a treifa. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, my time, the kalkan Yehuda is on the pasuk then. Bishlei mason yikal v'chaymo he also dayoi. But now that the Meir has a pasuk, what does Rabbi Yehuda argue? So Gemara says, Kras kachu kadarish. He has another pasuk that he found to darshan, that nevela treifa. So the pasuk says nevela and treifa. Some Rabbi Yehuda, treifa loma nemra. What does the pasuk say here? Treifa. In treifa chaya hare nevela mura. Manashach, if treifa could live, the pasuk says nevela, not a treifa. In treifa in a chaya, if a treifa cannot live, hare you bechlam nevela. That's bechlam nevela. So manashach, what does the pasuk say by this tumas nevela? Nevela treifa. Ela rather, it must mean lohavi treifa sheshochato shematama. That even though you made a shchita on the behemoth that's a treifa, still it's matama. So Rashi learns the pshat from Rabbi Yudis, lohavi treifa sheshochato lashminon, that treifa lemaisa is chaya v'yena bechlal nevela, and really a treifa is not bechlal nevela. Or the fika chutzuk leima shetreifosa nevile tuma. That even machmas the issa treifus, that also brings the tumor on it, even though the animal's alive right now. So therefore there's a chiddush that shchit only helps to take ut. So therefore shchit only helps to be matur in issa achila. But if the issa treifus ready chal mechayim, on the issa treifa, there's no heter shchita. So therefore that's what the pasuk on treifa teach us, that if you make a shchit on a treifa, the tum is still there. Shchita cannot be mata. This is a treifa that was already chal on it. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. So this the Gemara says, O malei Rav Shizvi, elu meyat, if so, t'echsiv, when the pasuk says, v'chelev nevela, v'chelev treifa, Rashi says, the pasuk says, yasalhem, the pasuk is teaching her that there's no tumah upon the chelev of the nevela. If so, hasanayim, there also name, let's say, in treifa, chayif treifa lives, hare nevela, amura, says already nevela. Only a nevela, not a treifa. Him treifa, ain't a chayif treifa, cannot live, hare yibachal neves, bachal nevela. So he asked the same question, why does it say, chayif nevela, chayif treifa? Eli, you want to tell me over there also, lohovi treifa, sheshokto, a behem was a treifa, you made a shkitu on it, shechel by tor, that it's chayif is tor. So what will be the deed then? Mechal di tmeya, that the bosser of it is tamei. I vomer of you damarav. The yamrlo samsei amnisa tono. The brayso we learned. The masnisa tono. The pasuk says v'chiyomus mina beima. Mixas beima metama. Mixas beima ena metama. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. V'yed zu, like which one is not zu treifa sheshochato. The clear diak here that if you make a shchit on a treifa, it has no tumah. So you can't tell me the pshat you want to say according to Rabbi Yehuda that treifa sheshochato is metame. There's often a pasuk here that says that a treifa sheshochta is not metama. El a treifa miburda lamutay tumeya. If a treifa comes from mayit or tumeya, that a behemah tumeya if it dies, even if it's chelev, is tamei. And we dash like this: Mishiyesh b'mina treifa, that has a tor, then it's chaylev is tor. But yotze zezua b'ayma tameya, shem b'mina treifa, doesn't have any pasha treifa, that it's chaylev is tamei. That's the diyek. So tell you mele here also, hochinami, lamute oif tamei, shem b'mina treifa, that's all it means to say. Then oif tameya has no shchita or melika to matter it. But a oif tor, an echnami, it's melika, could be matirit. So when it says, oif tamei rab yudah, Menavela nafkalei, he learns it out from the vela. To tell him, "Rabbi Yudah Aimer, Yochot ain't the vela." So if someone matanam b'dorav is a liyo, he learns the vela. Who trade for loyechol? Mishu yisur mishum batech the vela. There's a shenasur mishum batech the vela. Mishum batech the tameya. All right. It's turn over. We'll continue over. We'll do over the left camera on the next side, and we'll do the next daf. We just went to the end of the tape, and then turn over. We'll continue on. Yeah, again, the last Gemara we had was the bottom again on the Samech Tes on the base holding. That last Gemara was again the Shaila, what do you do with the word Treifa? So what I wanted to say, the last Gemara there was again, El Treifa was Miboyle, Lamute Tumeya, about the Hema Tumeya, you do not have these Alochis. Because Vidashin, Mishi Yesh Bamina Treifa, only a kosher animal that it applies to Psal Treifa. But Yotzit Zuf, the animal is a treifa, is a tameya, shame be mina treifa. So which means, when is the chaylev muta bahano? Only by behemet Torah, not by behemet tameya. So that's the drush over there. Maybe Yochanan here also, lemuta yaif tamei. Maybe the drush of Ayif also is the same thing. To teach us that by noif tameya, it has no tumas nevela. Even though you eat from the nevela, it's not matamyu. Maybe only an oif tor, that's the drusha. Only an oif tor has the tumas nevela. But not an oif tamei. So kids, you have no drusha tamei from the word tamei, it's not extra. So that's somewhere it says, hachinami, lemut to yoif tamei, shem b'mina treifa. That an oif tamei has no tumas nevela. So Marius, no, we don't need it for this. Oif tamei rab Yehuda, that rab Yehuda holds that an oif tamei has no tumas nevela, mean nevela nafkala, he learns it out from the word nevela. You do not need the word treif, for the word treif is still extra. The tiny learn like this. Rav Yudah says, Yochotei nevelas oif tamei, mitama begodim. Abay sabliya, I would have thought to say, that even a oif tamei, when it dies, it has tumas nevela, when you eat from it, it's mitama you. When you eat it, tam lema, the pasuk says, no, nevelu treifa, lo yoichot. You should not eat a nevelu or treifa. So Udashin Mishe Isurai Mishum Matoch Nevela. What has, at the end of the sponsor talks about Tumas Nevela also. So what type of a knife has Tumas Nevela? Only a knife that has an Issa not hit it because it's a Nevela. As Baltoch Nevela. Yotezeh Mashenken, this knife Tomei, Shein Isurai Mishum Matoch Nevela. Ela Mishum Matoch Tomei. The reason why you can't eat a knife Tomei is not because of a lab of Nevela. But that's because ain't it's the chalitz alike. Because of the law of stam of leif tamei, that the law of not tidim materas leif tamei. So therefore, it does not apply the so pasha of tumas nevela. So the kids, according to Rabbi Yudah, I know this drosha from the word nevela. So why does it say the word treifa by knife? The court teaches this way that the chal, once he is the treifa is chal, the melika does not take off the tumas nevela. Smor says no.